It's Anna speaking here, and I'll be sharing you a bit of a screen, so you'll be seeing. So my name is Anna Sarkkinen, and I come from the Sustainable Development Office of Jyväskylä, and we do work with a local waste management company called Mustankorkea, and I'm here also on behalf of them as well. So my presentation is about to tell you about sustainable living in Jyväskylä, and in particular about recycling, what to do at home, what you're doing, and then giving you some tips for sustainable transportation in the city area. And in Anni-Mari's presentation, I think you had a bit good view of the cycling and the scooters as well. So I'll be mostly leaving those out of my presentation. They should be showing you the whole screen now. I'm not on my own computer at the moment, so it's a bit different view for me. So please tell me if there's something wrong. But sustainable living and what my organization does itself. We are the Sustainable Development Office of Jyväskylä, JAPA, and our main goal is to make sustainable living like everyday life for everyone. So make it approachable, and seeing as it's not anything big or different, it's just a kind of everyday life where we just think about how we are doing things in a way from our living. And the work we do is quite variety. It's a lot of variety what we do, and I'm presenting today just two parts of it, considering the waste management in this area and also some of the transportation. And I know that most of you at least live in the student apartment buildings, so you have great opportunities for the recycling the waste while you are living in Jyväskylä. And I also know that the kitchens in some of the student apartments are not really equipped for the recycling system we have. And all these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, what you see here are actually something you should recycle in this area. So these are the things that are something every citizen should recycle. And the opportunities are outside of your apartment building, and you just need to do the separating at home when you are cooking or doing any trash, what you call. So the first, the brown one, what's the most important in my opinion is the bio-waste. And it's everything that is biodegradable, like food waste or flowers and so on. And that bin you should have in every student house anyway. But that's one of the most important things for the recycling itself, and it has the biggest impact of this all for the climate as well. And that's why it's very important. And it's in this area we get so much out of the bio-waste. We get to make biofuels for the cars and ground for the growing plants. So it's very, very important thing. The next thing you will find is the blue one, and it means glass. So all kind of a glass you get from cooking, not anything like drinking glasses or things like that. So basic glass jars and those kinds of things where you can store food in. So that's a good mind game that if you can store food in it, it probably can be put into the waste. And all these are recycled some way to be some other kind of product afterwards. Then you will find the blue one, which here calls metalli, it's called metal. And every kind of small metal objects you have, cans, tins, a bottle, like this crown bottle, corks, and some yogurt tops, toppings and things. Everything that is metal can be put in the metal bin, which will fit in there. And that's a good rule. If the metal fits into the metal bin, it goes in there. And the next one is cardboard and all kind of liquid cardboards, like milk cartons. In Finland, we sell milk and yogurt products mainly in carton boxes. So those will go in there. And an important rule is that all the cardboard put in the bin needs to be clean. Because if we put there something that has, for example, yogurt in it, it's something that is biodegradable, and most of the carton things are, they are kind of like paper stuff, so it will mold if you put them there and they are not clean and dry. So you need to rinse them. But also it means all the kind of cereal boxes, oatmeal boxes, all those kind, that kind of things. And you will find these, all this information in should be in English in other materials will be given as well. Then there's this yellow. I will skip the another black mark, but there's this yellow one, which means plastic packaging. And that's the new thing in the area. And most of the apartment buildings already have those bins. So it's all kind of a plastic packaging, mainly what you use or get back home if you have some food or like breads and some yogurt cans and all kind of those kind of things. The only thing you are not allowed to put into the plastic is PPC plastic, and it's marked number 3. And most of the plastics we get to get back home are not, you don't really have much of PPC at home, but some kind of packaging might have it. But you are not allowed to pack food in PPC plastic, the number 3 plastic. So that's quite easy to remember. And what you need to also take in consideration is plastic needs also be clean. Clean, and that way we also prevent odors in the trash when we put them clean into the bigger bin as well. Then there's this different kind of looking, like which says paper. So everybody also has a paper bin near their apartments. So all kind of things that come from mail, like newspapers, bills, something, advertising, what you might get, they go to the paper bin as well. So there's these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 main things. And then there's the rest. The rest goes to the mixed waste. And these all have their own use later, like biowaste goes in this area. It will be used as the biogas for the cars, the transportation, it's made compost, and the glass is going to another use as well. It's sold out and used in construction sites or to make new glass, depending who is taking care of it. And metal that's melted into the new metal products. Carton is made to the new carton products, like a milk carton will be inside a toilet paper later on. So that's how we recycle those forward. And the plastics these days you will find in the shops some cleaning products like dishwasher brushes or toothbrushes as well, made out of recycled plastics, for example. So it's made to different plastic products afterwards. And also the paper goes to make new paper. So quite simple, goes to be quite the same it was before. And the mixed waste, then it's burned to be energy, but it's still important that the other products are recycled first, because the process in the factory, they make electricity out of the mixed waste. Whole system if it's recycled and what should be in there. And there's the picture how we make it from waste to fuel. So in this area, in Jyväskylä area, we've had the first biogas station in Finland in one farm. And nowadays it's been transferred that we have three different points where you can fuel your car with biogas. And for example, I myself, I do have a biogas car, and I can drive basically with zero emission when you calculate it. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool to drive around with our bio waste, not petrol. And also some of the buses work with biogas in this area, and some trash trucks as well. And this has a big environmental impact, because when you are driving with low speed around the city, like the trash trucks do, and then if you are having the biogas as a fuel, there will be these particle emissions. Basically, there's these particle emissions don't exist when you're running with the biogas. So it's good for the air quality as well around here. But to add to these I just presented you, these what you recycle, we have other recycling points for the things that you are not able to recycle at home. And in the shops, you will find some for the lamp, for the light bulbs, like LED bulbs or energy saving bulbs, and also for the batteries and small batteries and batteries for like remotes. And so you will find these kind of boxes in the shops. And these are the ones that if a shop sells batteries, it will have a box to where you can return the old one. So they need to have it by law. And the bigger shops have these different kinds of, this is one example of the box for the law, for the small electronical waste here. And area is some of you are living there. There is the, you can go to the Kortepohja Sale and ask for the key for the hazardous waste. So all the kind of waste that have this red mark in them, that with this hazardous, some poisonous or flammable or something else. So you can return those, that kind of waste there. Like if you are having a hairspray bottle which still has hairspray in it, you should return it to the hazardous waste point, because it causes problems in other waste management systems, because it's flammable. There might be that kind of points. But this site is important for you, because when you go to this site, www.kierratus.info, you can choose language English, and by your address, you are able to find every recycling point. And when you are clicking those points that it gets there, you can see what kind of waste is collected there. As you are, most of you are possibly living in apartment buildings, you should have all these in the first slide, which I presented you about the waste. You should have them all in your apartment building area where you take your waste. But this is a really good site to show you where are the recycling points. If you are, for example, thinking about the hazardous waste, where can I put it, or electrical equipment, so you can just put your address and it will find you the one that is closest to you. And then to the transportation. And this is our, my organization's discovery, and what we've been doing is to offer possibilities to not using cars. And we have kind of like one of the first thing we had, it was one of only in the world. Now we have a few more in Finland as well. So we have a cargo bike borrowing shop. So we are located in the civic center Matara in Jyväskylä. It's in Tourula. Touhula, the other side of the city than, for example, the university buildings are, not far, but about 1 kilometer from the train station. And we have a few different kind of cargo bikes to borrow, and they are for free. We have a few electric bikes as well, just like normal ones. And all the cargo bikes we have also have electricity. So that's a bit cool thing to have, because they are for free. So if you need to transfer something bigger, you can ask if we have any bikes available and borrow them to do whatever you ever need. And it's quite good to replace cars. And I think you might have some presentation of Linkki. So in the at the center of the city, you will find our public transportation point where you can buy bus tickets and the bus the travel card with a lower price as you are a student there. And there's also a few car sharing options in Jyväskylä where you can find in Kangas area and in Kortapohja area, there's also there's electric car in Kortapohja area, for example, to borrow. So if you need a car, it is possible to use them. That was the question, and I'll go to the checkpoint. There was a few recycling questions. Paper bag with wax paper and a bit of food residue, example from pastry, should this be bio-waste? If it's only, no, wax paper is not going to the bio-waste. So if something is dirty, if paper is dirty, or if you have a big pizza box, for example, which has still have cheese or some grease in it, so you can put it in the mixed waste. So if you are unsure what to do, and usually, if you aren't sure, okay, I'm not really sure, should I put this in the cardboard or something? And you think if it's too dirty, put it in the mixed waste. I give you a good, I've lost the word, like, it's good that you think of these things, because if you think of something like, okay, if I should put this, is it dirty enough? Then I know you're actually thinking these things and doing mostly right. So that's very good that you're thinking. So if you're thinking something's too it's dirty, put it in the mixed waste. And plastic caps from drink cartons can be put into the plastics. And the plastic wrap from the food package can be put in the plastics. Plastic bag is not to be, there's a question about food waste in the plastic bag, and well, there is, you can pack the food in the plastic bag and then just empty it and put the plastic bag in the mixed waste bin. But if you are buying this specifically produced for the food waste, you can put them in the bio waste. But I give you a financial tip. You don't need to buy those bags. They're actually, they need to be taken out of the process because their biodegradability is not very good. But they are sold in the shop, so you can use them. But newspaper, for example, is very good for packaging bio-waste itself. Or then you can just empty some, if you have some plastic bag, you can use it again, or have some kind of a little bowl for it, and then just empty the bio-waste into the bin outside. But you don't need to buy these specific ones. And you can use any other kind of, and just either empty it there and put the plastic bag into the mixed bin, or then you can pack your bio-waste inside a newspaper, and then you can put the newspaper, can be put with the bio-waste into the bin. So no need to buy this specific thing. So, but you are able to buy them, and put those are allowed to put into the bio-waste bin then, but they need to be taken away anyway. But we accept them because they are sold and used that way. Dirty aluminium foil directly into the metal bin, or should I be cleaned first? Yes. If it has the whole fish or whole chicken in it, please clean it. But if it's just something a bit dirty, you can put it in a way that you actually wrap the dirty part inside of it, so it won't leak any liquids or something outside. Because of course, when we put metal and it melts in the factory, it will burn all those little traces of food away. But why we are preferring all the metal to be clean is the smells, because metal and also the glass bins, they are not emptied every week. So there will be smells if you don't clean them. There is a recycling center for used food and furniture. And if somebody Googles, for example, I'm forgetting the names, Talentti, for example, I can write it here. Talentti is one, and Eco Center is another. You can Google for the addresses here. And what question is next? Yes, good point that plastic bottles and metal cans can be returned to the shops. That's something we've had for years and years and years in Finland, and they have this pant in them, and when you return them, you get money out of those as well. So that's a really good point. So yes, you should remove it from the carton, the plastic, the cap from the drink carton. So it can be put in the plastic. So it's very easy when you are having it and you are having carton box and a plastic box. So you just remove them from. And it usually the cap is already removed because you have been drinking and using the cap. So you don't need to put it back in. And because you already need to rinse the carton, so it's already away. So you don't need to use your time to put the cap back on. Sanitary pads go in through the mixed waste. So those are mixed waste. Even the biodegradable ones goes to the mixed waste. And an eco tip comes from here. There's actually one shop and might be others, but this is, I will write it here. We have this shop called, oh dear God, my memory today is, I'm actually teaching today for the third graders. So my mind goes to the other words, and that's why the school bell. I forget this shop. In the center of the shop, this has this Eco. It's Eco. This is an eco tip for all the women. You can buy sanitary pads and also these kind of silicone, like a silicone tampons for you, so you don't need to use money for the sanitary pads and so on. So that's an eco tip. Very good. Very good to use. But mixed waste is the right address for the sanitary pads. The contact, you mean the link is... Link for, let it go there, yes, is for, there. Okay, did I answer all the questions? Probably. Any other? Because, right. This was really like woohoo! All the information to the face.
Did you put the links in the chat, or where did you write them?
Yeah, in the chat. I wrote it in the chat. The Talentti Eco Center is the place where you can find used the furniture. There's also these flea markets for the SPR as well. And the Finnish students should know these names, at least the SPR, and help you to find the Google where they are located these days, because there used to be one SPR shop next to the university, the main buildings, like where the sports center is. But I don't remember. I don't remember if it's there anymore. There might be, but they will help you to Google. I did put the Google chat the link.
For some reason, it's not showing right now. But
I put it from someone for the direct message.
Oh right. How. You didn't. Okay, so you have to change the to everyone first.
Yes,
and then,
because this is not my own computer.
Right.
I have this. Somebody called Lee got a direct message. So there's the Eco Center, then there's the shop where you can find all kind of, I put another one. Ekolo and Ruohonjuuri are the kind of the shops where you can find all kind of sustainable products. In the shops these days, they are really good as well, but especially the sanitary pads and so on you can find from here. And then there is this kierrätys.info where you can find all these. Everybody sees them now. Yes. Great.